The Mexican government has announced it's captured a second major alleged drug trafficker. That's the second in 2 weeks, a man called El Grande. Joining us now is Joan Grillo. He reports on Mexico for Time magazine and is currently working on a book about drug cartels in Mexico. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the last time we talked to you, it followed the arrest of another alleged drug trafficker and head of a cartel named La Barbie. So how significant is this arrest of El Grande in light of La Barbie's arrest?
Well, in terms of their kind of rank within trafficking organizations and their capacity to move drugs to the United States, they're actually on about the same level. The Barbie had a lot of impact internationally because he was born in the United States. And was quite a colorful character who'd played American football as a teenager in Laredo, Texas. This guy's a guy from the mountains of Sinaloa. It's a state in northwest Mexico, which is a bit like to the Mexican drug cartels, like Sicily is to the Italian mafia. It's the real heartland of these organizations. And from this place, there's Sergio Villarreal alongside the Beltran Labor brothers. They're five brothers from a village up in these mountains, created this multi-billion-dollar organization to move cocaine, crystal meth, marijuana, and heroin to the United States. So taking down this figure is pretty significant in terms of affecting this particular cartel.
Well, how effective it is in terms of the overall war on drug violence there? The Mexican government is certainly bragging that they're bringing in these two leaders, but is it really going to have an effect on the trafficking?
Well, that's the really big question. The tactic of the Mexican government, and this tactic has been encouraged by the Drug Enforcement Administration and some other agencies in the United States, is to go after the big guys. You go after the big fish, rather than go after the street dealers. You go after the big guys, take them down, and that way you can affect the organizations. In Colombia, this worked to an extent. When they took down Pablo Escobar, they managed to reduce the power of the drug trafficking organizations. In Mexico, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be helping make the country any safer so far. We've been doing it for 3.5 years. There have been some increases this year, but we've been doing it for 3.5 years, and we've seen more violence than ever. One problem in Mexico is you have, alongside this guy, Sergio Villarreal, you have 20 more people like him. So you would have to arrest a lot of people to really take down the heads of these organizations.
Well, and the question is, how many people in El Grande's organization are ready to simply step into his shoes?
Well, that again, is the real problem. Oftentimes, you take down one of these big players, and then people, his lieutenants, his head of hitmen, they all see opportunities to try and make some more money for themselves and start fighting over that. And one problem is when you take out people like Sergio Villarreal, who are traffickers, who are basically, who have grown up for years and years moving drugs, and their hitmen take over, it becomes more violence, because rather than getting the drug traffickers running things, you start getting the hitmen, the assassins, running things, and their instinct is to react with more violence.
Joan Grillo reports on Mexico for Time magazine. He's currently working on a book about drug cartels in Mexico. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.